With SON News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tyler Robinson, the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk, faces a charge of aggravated murder in Utah, a charge that could bring the death penalty if he's convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
Kirk was shot and killed September 10th while hosting a rally at Utah Valley University. In other news, Israel has launched an offensive in Gaza City, vowing to overwhelm a city already in ruins from nearly 2 years of war. President Trump has a warning for Hamas.
Hours after the Israeli military began its Gaza City operation, the president warned Hamas not to use hostages as human shields.
I hear Hamas is trying to use the old human shield deal, and if they do that, they're going to be in big trouble.
The Trump administration had been hoping for a potential ceasefire, but those efforts stalled after Israel launched a military strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar, which has been serving as a mediator in peace talks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Robert Redford has died at 89. The Hollywood golden boy who became an Oscar-winning director, liberal activist, and godfather for independent cinema died in Utah on Tuesday. His publicist didn't immediately provide a cause of death. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal prosecutors have charged the leaders of a church with congregations in several states with swindling millions of dollars in educational benefits from military service members. The indictment says leaders of the House of Prayer Christian Churches of America recruited service members to join congregations near military bases in Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Washington State. This is SRN News. A judge has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York State's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson.
But the judge kept the state's second-degree murder charges against him. He ruled that although there is no doubt that the killing was not an ordinary street crime, New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. The ruling came as Mangione made his first court appearance in the state case since February. Thompson was fatally shot in Manhattan in December. John Scott reporting.
Ford Motor Company said Tuesday it would cut up to 1,000 jobs at its electric auto plant in Cologne, Germany, due to lower than expected demand for battery-powered cars. The job reduction would be carried out so far as possible with voluntary departures. More details at srnnews.com.